Welcome to another deep dive. Today, you sent us a really thorough piece, this review of the Birch Lux Natural Mattress from Mattress Advisory.
Yeah, it's pretty detailed.
It really is. And before we even jump in, the review itself mentions some exclusive discount links for this Birch Lux Natural.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they're right in the article. So if anything we talk about today kind of sparks your interest, definitely check those out. Could save you some money.
Absolutely. Good to know, especially, you know, with premium stuff like this. It adds up.
Exactly. So the listener who sent this in was basically looking for, well, that balance, right? Comfort, support, but also eco-friendly materials.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to get bogged down in like super technical jargon.
Understandable. Mattress specs can get overwhelming fast.
Totally. So that's our mission today. Pull out the key stuff from this review, make sense of it, and help figure out if this Birch Lux Natural might be, you know, the right fit.
Sounds good.
Okay, so Birch, let's start there. Who are they? What's the deal with this Lux Natural model?
Right. So Birch isn't like super old. They started in 2015, and they're actually a sub-brand of Helix.
Oh, okay. Helix.
Yeah. And Birch's whole thing, right from the get-go, was natural materials. Specifically, no polyurethane foams.
Ah, okay. Big difference from a lot of beds out there.
Huge. Uh-huh. Especially if you're trying to buy more consciously.
Yeah.
So the Lux Natural, it's basically their step-up model from the original Birch Natural.
Gotcha.
It keeps all the core natural stuff, the safety features, the certifications, all that good baseline stuff. But then it adds some, well, Lux upgrades.
Lux upgrades. Okay, I'm intrigued. What kind of enhancements are we talking about?
Well, the review points out a few key things. Natural wool in the comfort layers. Wool's great breathable, resilient.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's breathable organic latex, also key for comfort and support, and something really practical, perimeter edge support.
Oh, yeah, that's important. No rolling off the edge.
Exactly, especially if you share the bed. And then on top, it's got this plush Euro top.
A Euro top, so it's like a pillow top, but flatter.
Kind of, yeah. It's integrated more smoothly,
mm-hmm.
and that's covered in breathable organic cotton.
Sounds comfy. Okay, so how does it actually feel? The review mentioned a firmness rating, right?
Yeah, they rated it as a 6.5 out of 10. So
yeah.
That's pretty squarely in the medium firm category.
For the Goldilocks zone for a lot of sleepers.
Pretty much. Enough give, but still supportive. And the review, like you said, is really comprehensive. They go into materials, design, support, comfort, cooling.
Everything.
Yeah, even how it works for couples. Shipping, unboxing, warranty, price. The whole nine yards.
Okay, so boiling it down, what are the like headline takeaways from this Mattress Advisory review? The big points they really emphasize.
Okay, so key takeaways. Number one, natural comfort, sustainable luxury. They talk about the organic cashmere, latex, wool.
Nice materials.
Definitely. Number two, those certifications. Green Guard, Gold, and GOTS. That means low chemical emissions and genuinely organic latex. Big plus for peace of mind. Then support. Zoned latex and steel coils, specifically for lumbar support and pressure relief. Good news, they say, for side and back sleepers.
Okay.
And cooling. The organic cotton cover and wool layers are highlighted for keeping things temperature neutral.
Mm.
Good for hot sleepers.
Always a bonus.
And finally, the practicals. 100-night trial, free shipping, and a 25-year warranty. That's pretty solid assurance.
Yeah, that 25-year warranty is notable. Okay, so based on all that, who does the review say this mattress is really best for?
They pinpoint a few groups. First, obviously, the eco-conscious shopper. If organic, responsibly sourced materials matter to you, this is one to look at.
Makes sense.
Second, hot sleepers. That natural latex and wool combo is designed to breathe well and regulate temperature.
Good to know.
And third, anyone needing really good lumbar support. That zoned coil system is a specific feature for that.
Hit some common needs. Now, are there any downsides, things to consider before jumping in?
The review mentions two main things. One is the price. You know, organic natural materials,
mm-hmm.
they tend to cost more to source and make.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a higher price point.
Well, an investment.
Exactly. The other thing is bounce. The latex and coils make it pretty responsive, pretty bouncy.
Which could be good or bad.
Could be. Great for moving around, maybe not ideal if you're a super light sleeper, easily disturbed by a partner's movement. Something to consider.
Interesting trade-off. So the big question, what's the final verdict from Mattress Advisory? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah. Pretty strong thumbs up overall. They call it a comfortable organic hybrid.
Yeah.
good blend of pocketed coils and natural pulse latex.
Pulse latex.
Yeah, a type of natural latex known for responsiveness. Mm-hmm. They reiterate that 6.5 medium firm feel balance, plushness, and support for lots of different sleepers. Mm-hmm. They specifically mention the responsiveness and bounce being good for combination sleepers, people who change positions a lot.
Okay.
And the body contouring is highlighted for side sleepers, while the coils get praise for spinal alignment, which is great for back sleepers.
Wow, it seems to cover a lot of bases.
It does. They even say the firm support could work for many stomach sleepers, too.
Huh. And they bring up the practicals again.
Yep. Free shipping, 100-night trial, and that warranty they mention, it's a lifetime warranty in the verdict section.
Lifetime. Wow. Okay. That's significant.
Yeah. And while they acknowledge the price, started around $1,624, they position it as a solid investment, especially if eco-friendliness is high on your list.
Okay, let's get nerdy. The layers. The review breaks down 7 of them. Can you walk us through it top to bottom?
Sure thing. So right on top, you've got that plush Euro top cover made of organic cotton. Soft, breathable start.
Got it.
Underneath that, there's a fire retardant layer and a fire retardant fiber blend. Key point here. It's designed to meet safety standards without chemical sprays.
Good. Important detail.
Very. Then you hit 3 layers of birch wool, natural insulator, temperature regulator, moisture wicking. Wool does a lot.
Nature's tech fabric.
Pretty much. Next down is what they call cradling natural latex. This one's a bit firmer, organic, gives that responsive feel, helps contour.
Yeah.
Below that is pressure relieving natural latex. This one's softer, also organic, really focused on ergonomic contouring and hitting those pressure points.
So two types of latex working together.
Exactly. And then the main support, individually wrapped coils. Up to 1,000 of them in a cream, the review says.
And because they're individual.
Right. They provide targeted support, help isolate motion, add durability, and reinforce the edges. There is a base layer mentioned, but they don't specify the material in this part of the review.
So it really sounds like a carefully constructed stack of natural quality materials.
Yeah. And those certifications, GreenGuard Gold, GLS for the latex, Fair Trade Factory, they really back that up. Third-party validation, you know,
yeah.
Low emissions, organic materials, ethical production.
Okay, let's shift to comfort. How does it actually feel to sleep on, according to the review?
Well, that medium firm 6.5 rating is key. It aims for that sweet spot. Good for side and back sleepers cushioning, plus alignment.
Right.
The comfort layers are doing the work.
Right.
The plush wool, the responsive cradling latex, the softer pressure-relieving latex.
Mm-hmm.
They also say there's moderate sinkage. You feel the plushness, but the latex and coils keep you from feeling stuck.
Responsive.
Exactly. And overall, excellent pressure relief is emphasized, especially for side and back sleepers, with that Eurotop softening the surface a bit.
And what about the flip side support? What's providing the structure here?
The core support comes from those coils, up to 1,000 individually wrapped ones. That allows for zoned lumbar support, extra support for your lower back.
Crucial for preventing back pain.
Absolutely. And because they're individual coils, you get good motion isolation.
Yeah.
Big plus for couples.
Yeah, definitely.
Plus that reinforced perimeter for edge support.
Yeah.
They also mention a fast response time. The mattress bounces back quickly thanks to the latex and coils combo.
And that leads to the bounce you mentioned earlier?
Yep. That combo creates noticeable bounce.
Okay. Cooling. Always a hot topic. Pardon the pun. How does this mattress handle temperature?
Yeah, they seem to focus on this. The organic cotton cover is breathable, wicks moisture. Then those 3 layers of birch wool act as natural temperature regulators, pulling heat away.
Wool works both ways, right? Keeps you cool when it's warm, warm when it's cool.
Exactly. The review stresses the excellent overall breathability from the wool, cotton, and the latex, which has an open cell structure. So, good airflow.
Sounds promising for warm sleepers.
Their conclusion is excellent temperature regulation, aiming for a balanced sleep climate.
Okay, let's talk sleeping positions. Does the review say who this works best for? Side, back, stomach.
They say the medium firm feel makes it pretty versatile. For side sleepers, the wool and latex offer cushioning and contouring for shoulders and hips.
Good pressure relief there.
Right. Back sleepers should benefit from the coil support for spinal alignment, preventing that lower back dip. And for stomach sleepers, the responsiveness helps prevent sinking too much, keeping the spine aligned. Though they do add a note that heavier stomach sleepers might want something even firmer.
Fair enough. Any weight limits mentioned?
Yeah, they suggest around 250, 300 pounds per person. For significantly heavier folks, they point towards the Helix Plus Lux model as potentially offering more support.
Good context. What about couples specifically? Motion transfer, edge support? How does it rate?
The review says it performs exceptionally well for couples. That reinforced edge support gets another mention, lets you use the whole surface.
Important.
Very. And the motion isolation is called out as good, thanks to the contouring latex and those individual coils absorbing movement, should help minimize partner disturbance.
Makes sense.
Plus, they note the bounce could be a positive for intimate activity. And the medium firmness works as a decent compromise for different preferences. Oh, and it comes in calking for extra space.
Covers all the bases for couples, it seems. Okay, let's get practical. Shipping. Unboxing. How's that process?
Shipping's free in the contiguous U.S. It arrives bed-in-a-box style, compressed, vacuum-sealed, easier to get into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Unboxing is standard.
Mm-hmm.
Get near the frame, carefully cut the plastic, let it expand. Pretty simple.
What about that new mattress smell? Off-gassing.
They do mention it. There might be a noticeable smell initially, which is pretty common, especially with natural latex.
Okay. How long does it last?
They suggest it could take up to 10 days to fully dissipate. Recommends airing it out in a well-ventilated room.
Good tip. Now, what if you get it, sleep on it for a bit, and it's just not right? Trial period, warranty.
Good safety net here. There's a 100-night sleep trial, plenty of time to really test it out at home.
Risk-free return if it doesn't work.
Yep, full refund within that period.
Huh?
And then there's that warranty they confirm again. It's a lifetime warranty.
Yeah.
It covers material and workmanship defects.
That lifetime warranty really is a standout feature. Okay, back to price. We know it starts around $1,624. Queen size is over $2.
Yeah, that's the ballpark. Definitely premium pricing, but reflects those organic, natural materials. They do mention payment plans are available through ShopPay, PayPal, Affirm, etc.
Helps break it down. And the company, Birch, part of Helix, founded 2019, seems reputable.
Yeah, they position Birch as a reputable brand focused specifically on natural and eco-friendly options within the Helix family.
And if you need help, customer support.
Review says they're responsive. Phone, email, live chat options, known for being helpful.
Good. And what are actual customers saying? Social proof.
Seems positive overall. The review mentions strong positive feedback, highlighting comfort, durability, and the eco-friendly angle. That medium firm feel seems to hit the mark for many.
Always good to hear what real users think. Did the review mention any alternatives? Other similar mattresses?
Yeah, a couple. The Nola Natural 11, another latex hybrid, eco-friendly, noted is good for side sleepers. And the Bear Natural, also a latex hybrid, eco-friendly, medium firmness.
So similar category, other options to compare if you're shopping around.
Exactly. Good for context.
Okay, let's try to synthesize this. What are the absolute key strengths of the Birch Lux Natural, according to this review, the highlights?
All right, key strengths. One, natural and organic materials, big appeal for eco-conscious folks. Two, that versatile medium firmness. Three, strong edge support and motion isolation, great for couples. Four, responsive latex and coils, good for combo sleepers. Five, breathable material sleeps cool. Basically a smart investment if you value those things.
So tying it all together, who is this really for?
Well, the review consistently points to eco-conscious buyers, first and foremost. Also, anyone who prefers that medium firm sweet spot. And definitely couples, thanks to the edge support and motion isolation.
Did the reviewers have personal favorites? Things they particularly liked?
Yeah, they specifically called out the excellent edge support, the fact that it sleeps cool, and the enhanced ergonomic contouring.
And on the flip side, anything they didn't love?
Two main points. Might be a touch too firm for very lightweight side sleepers. And the price over $2,000 for a queen is a significant factor.
Okay. Lastly, that FAQ section in the review. Any useful nuggets in there?
Yeah, a few good ones. Expect a break-in period of a few weeks. Use a solid platform or slats, not an old box spring.
Good to know.
You might be able to try it in person at some CB2 stores. That's interesting. Lifespan is estimated around 12 years, which is decent for a hybrid.
Uh-huh.
They clarified the Lux does have more comfort layers than the regular Birch natural extra wool, two latex layers, the Euro top.
Yeah.
You can't flip it, but rotate it every 6 months.
Standard rotation.
Right. Don't leave in the box too long under 4 weeks. It's designed to resist sagging.
Mm.
Oh, and importantly, no fiberglass.
That's a big one for some people.
Definitely. And they just reiterate the low chemical profile, natural latex, organic wool, Kamitsi S cotton, GreenGuard Gold certified.
Wow. Okay. That FAQ adds a lot of practical detail. It really sounds like a comprehensive package, especially if natural materials and sleeping cool are priorities.
Yeah, exactly. The review does a good job laying out all the facets, giving you a solid base to decide if it fits what you're looking for.
Well, there you have it. Our deep dive into the Birch Lux Natural Mattress, all based on that mattress advisory review. We've covered materials, feel, support, cooling, practical stuff. Hopefully it helps clarify things a bit.
It's a lot to take in, but hopefully broken down in a useful way.
And hey, like we said at the start, that original review has even more detail. So if you're thinking the Birch Lux Natural might be for you, or you want to track down those discount links,
definitely head back to the Mattress Advisory article itself. It's all in there.
Absolutely. What stood out to you listening? Any more questions on natural mattresses pop up? Let us know. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Until next time, keep exploring. And seriously, check out those links in the Mattress Advisory review if you're interested in the Birch Lux Natural. Might save you some cash.